Many in Israel felt like they had a special relationship with JFK, too. And after he died, American Jews from every state pitched in to build a Kennedy Memorial in Israel. Reporter Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem tells the story.
Nearly everything in Israel is steeped in historical significance and symbolism. Every tree tells a story. To understand the significance of the Kennedy Memorial, you have to know the story of the millions of trees in the Jerusalem forest where the memorial stands.
The trees here are gift of man. They are not gift of nature. Every tree that you see here was hand-planted.
Avinoam Binder was a former emissary in America of the Jewish National Fund. Starting in the early 1900s, Jews from around the world would donate money for trees to make the desert bloom and as a way of claiming lands for the Jewish state, eventually founded in 1948. In 1958, as a junior senator from Massachusetts, JFK addressed U.S. supporters of the Jewish National Fund and praised them for the tree planting.
This is what he said, I'm quoting, "What work could be more heartwarming or more enduring than the great forest at Israel. Your children and grandchildren, when they visit Israel, will find your monument."
And among those monumental trees is JFK's monument, too. It's 51 ribs of cement arching up into the shape of a tree trunk, 51 ribs for each American state and the District of Columbia. Inside is a bulb that flickers like a memorial candle, and each cement rib features an American state seal.
Commonwealth of Kentucky, Great Seal of the State of Kansas, Iowa.
The dedication ceremony of the monument, 3 years after Kennedy's assassination, made international news.
Jerusalem. On a hill outside the Holy City, a memorial to President Kennedy was dedicated by Mrs. Earl Warren, wife of the American Chief Justice. The U.S. National Jewish Fund financed this tribute to the great man who was so tragically stricken down. What better place than this could perpetuate his memory?
Some 2,000 people attended the event. And over the years, Henry Kissinger, Frank Sinatra, Sharon Stone, and a stream of American VIPs and Kennedy family members have all been at the site. But what used to be an essential stop on any American's itinerary isn't anymore. President Obama skipped the Kennedy Memorial on his trip here this year. Obama came to remind Israelis that, in his words, the U.S. will always have Israel's back. What many Israelis and Americans may not remember, though, says historian Shlomo Slonim, is that that policy began with JFK.
He was the first to supply anti-aircraft rockets, and this was very crucial in providing support and security for Israel against the possibility of Egyptian and Syrian aircraft attacking Israel at any future conflict. He was the first to say that the United States is committed to Israel's security and defense, and he proved it by his actions and his conduct.
Today, the imposing Kennedy Memorial is mostly a place where weekend hikers and cyclists finish their trails and take triumphant snapshots. 50 years after President Kennedy's assassination, his memorial and his legacy in Israel have become an indelible part of the scenery. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem.